and Darren.
A Nacho Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things Podcast. A podcast that is almost as creepy as the Factory of Fear. The Factory of Fear is the Quad City's longest running and largest indoor haunted attraction. Factory of Fear. 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, September 28th through Halloween. Do you have what it takes to make it for the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Tickets are available at factoryoffear.com. General admission tickets are $15. VIP tickets just $20. It's the best deal in town. The Factory of Fear offers the most haunted bang for your buck. Factory of Fear, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to midnight, Sundays, 7 to 10. Factory of Fear, a hauntedillinois.com voter's choice top 10 haunted house in 2017 with new twisted characters and a 100% rebuild for 2018. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline and online at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Now, here's today's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things Podcast. Enter if you dare.
Hey everybody, welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. I believe you know my partner Darren. Knock knock, who's there? A safe, fun weekend. Everybody come on in. Welcome to a very chill episode.
Is today or tomorrow the last day of summer?
Well, I was talking to
last full day of summer.
I was talking to meteorologists about this, and technically, fall doesn't begin until sometime on Saturday. Technically, but fall's regular date is tomorrow, the 21st,
and that's when we get the change in the weather.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It's like it knows. It's okay, summer, beat it.
It'll be in the 90s today as we're sitting here doing the show, and then tomorrow we won't get any warmer than 70.
Gonna have to get my corduroy out.
A lot of you are listening to this. It's already February. That's the beauty of podcasts. Whenever you're consuming this, however you're consuming it, whether it's on a desktop, on your phone, using Podbean, using iHeartMedia, you can listen to it on iHeartRadio for crying out loud. However you're consuming the show, thanks for having us on. We're thrilled that you're a part of it, and we just think you're marvelous.
Hello there!
I'm more interested in why you're listening, because it's weird.
You might have to testify at some point about all the time you spent listening to the show.
What exactly is it you know? You know plenty.
When we are king, you will be first against the wall. We've talked a lot on this podcast, whenever the stories happen, of somebody who... there's little kids that end up getting caught in these claw machines. It seems to be a story that happens every 2 or 3 months. There's one of these claw machines, and a little kid will crawl inside somehow. And
do you think Owen's past that point now?
Oh, yeah, he's far too big for that. Yeah, he's far too big for that. I don't know.
If you get caught in... Listen, son. Mm-hmm. This is a conversation we need to have. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, here it is. Here's the big talk. Here it comes. Dad's going to try to explain things. If you get caught in a claw machine at this point...
You're on your own.
Yeah, yeah. Get out on your own.
I got your back for everything.
Everything but that.
Except this.
Well, this isn't exactly the talk I was expecting.
This is the very old man that is my 9-year-old. I'm asking him, because it's getting to be that time of year, I say, what do you want to be for Halloween?
I was thinking about this just the other day. I was thinking about it the other day because I was thinking of dressing up Joe Cinco this year as a bat. Because he already looks like a bat.
It would be a very
simple transformation for him to be a bat for Halloween. And I was thinking, I wonder if Owen is actually going to trick-or-treat this year.
So, yeah, well, he's 9.
Why not?
9 is perfect age for trick-or-treating. Although, I mean, honestly, he bailed out last year. That's what he does. He goes for an hour, and then he enjoys handing out candy as much as he likes going and getting it.
That's right.
I think part of that is due to the fact that, like... You know, Halloween for us, that was your one chance during the year to get candy. He can get candy whenever he wants,
more or
less.
There's not a ton of candy around the house,
isn't
there?
You're right, but still, and he doesn't really have a sweet tooth, really, this kid. I mean, this is a kid who will...
There's the sticking point.
He will pass up desserts, be like, okay, what do you want for dessert? And be like, I'm just not feeling it today. And I think to myself, if my parents would have ever offered me a dessert, I would have lost my mind. It's just a very different. It's a very different experience, and I guess that means I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But this is where I'm at with this kid now. I say, okay, it's Halloween. What do you want to be this year? Mm-hmm. And he goes, I'll just be what I was last year. I'll just put on that Phantom costume again.
Very economical.
But this is the thing, Darren.
Very practical.
We don't make him spend. He goes, I'm sure it fits. I'll just wear that. And again, he doesn't have to spend his money for the costume.
No, I get it.
It costs him nothing. I will get him whatever he wants.
What's the point in that?
I go, buddy, you can be whatever you want. I mean, if you want to be something else, he goes, nah, the Phantom was good. I'll do that again this year. I go, okay, but...
Don't bring it up again, then.
No. So
although he's going to be like
it...
a High Waters. It's going to be the Phantom wearing High Waters.
This is the best.
It's the Phantom in an ill-fitted suit.
So I go, this... And it almost sounded very Darren-like when we had this conversation on that night. Because I won't let it go. I'm like, you know, I'm happy to go with you. We can get whatever costume you want.
Fine.
They got all these costumes. And he goes, spend money, what, for a costume I'm going to wear for 2 hours?
If that.
But where does that come from? I'm like, I don't get it. Like, I will get you whatever you want. I'm like, you got like, there's all these really cool Halloween stores. Like, we can go look, but I don't want anything. For a costume I'm going to wear for 2 hours?
Knock yourself
out. I'll be the Phantom.
I tell you what, you go look if you'd like. You go ahead and look and tell me what you find.
It's not his money.
Take a picture of it. No, I get it.
Why is he
money.
Frugal with my money? I shouldn't be complaining.
It's probably not always going to be that way. My guess is when he hits to the teens, he could care less the kind of money you're going to need to spend on it.
I wonder, man. I wonder, because I really think that this is just part of who he is as a person.
Maybe.
He's always very into, like, you know, how much does this cost and why are we spending this kind of money on things and...
I've seen the lean years.
I mean, like, right? Well, he has. A little bit too much truth in that jest, no. Darren. Oh, boy.
No, I remember him.
So, I guess it would have happened to you around the exact same time. We both got fired on exactly the same day. Good news is on the way. Thank you, Modest Mouse. So we've talked a lot about these kids that end up crawling in these vending machines, right? Well, we've got a story out of New Hampshire. There was a kid who crawled inside a vending machine. He was part of an outfit where, I guess, the dad was making the kids crawl in and grab stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Several witnesses recorded an incident at the mall in Rockingham Park in Salem, New Hampshire, on Friday. Investigators say this guy had a small girl climb into the Keymaster game through the machine's door where winners retrieve their prize. Child reaches up and grabs prizes, which she then feeds out to the man. She was able to get a Nintendo DS gaming system and a Nintendo Switch console.
Where do they have these?
They got them in these claw machines, where it's like, you know, it's like a little...
You can win this?
Yeah, they've got them at the mall, where you put a buck in for a chance to win a Nintendo. And I mean, the whole thing's a racket to begin with. Honestly...
Not if you've got an inside job.
Well, that's the thing. Part of me thinks this guy is just like Robin Hood, stealing from somebody.
So he wasn't stealing stuffed animals and thinking that was going to make a fortune.
No. He's stealing Nintendo systems.
That makes a little more sense.
Yeah, the girl then maneuvers her way out of the machine and the three of them leave. So they've got this on tape. They haven't apprehended this gang of mastermind criminals. But maybe these kids aren't getting stuck in vending machines so much as being taught how to get in and get out of them. Dig it?
It's possible.
You want to get into the top five things?
We can do that. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. That's where they're located. They have several shows that are coming up very, very soon. As a matter of fact, the Saturday, the 22nd at 7:30, it's Hotel California, a salute to the Eagles. Tickets are $25 and $30. Thursday, September 27th at 7 o'clock. The documentary Love, Gilda. In her own words, comedian Gilda Radner reflects on her life and career. The film weaves together her recently discovered audio tapes, rare movies, diaries, and interviews with friends. Tickets are just $5. On Thursday, October 11th, At 7 o'clock, it's Ghost Army, a documentary question and answer and book signing with the producer, the director, and the author. The Ghost Army is the fascinating story of the top-secret World War II unit that used inflatable tanks, sound effects, and illusions to fool the Germans on the battlefields of Europe. And early next year, an evening with the humorist David Sedaris, sponsored by Dave's Auto Body. Those tickets are $30 and $40. It sold out the last time he was here, so get your tickets now at GillsburgOrpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. If you'd like to reach out to us, please do so. Use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. They have live music on Thursdays, so there's live music tonight at Harrington's Pub. Scott Stow is performing tonight, along with $3 bottles of Miller and Coors at Harrington's Pub. And the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, which is home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak, but so much more. How about the Cransheim Club? Homemade turkey, cranberry sauce, ham, lettuce, mayo, on your choice of sliced white or wheat bread. Absolutely delicious. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number one. Guy goes to a all-you-can-eat buffet. It's, I guess, an all-you-can-eat sushi place, which seems like...
They have that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's included anymore with a lot of
your... They'll have sushi and then yes, all the other things.
And you could devote yourself to that if you wanted to, sure.
Right. All the other...
The other stuff you leave alone.
Right. I'm not going to have the buffet pizza. I'm just going to focus on this sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Yaroslav Bobrowski...
We have no more fish.
...is a German triathlete, and he ate 100 dishes of sushi at the running sushi restaurant in Landshut, Germany.
What does that do to your constitution?
They say he ate...
How many actual
100
pieces?
100 plates.
100 plates? How many pieces on a plate?
Well, pretty substantial, because they say it's like...
Doesn't seem real.
What did they say? It's like this guy ate...
12, a whale.
12 pounds of fish. Or 12 pounds or 18 pounds. He said... The owner is now saying, you're banned. We cannot have you here again. The $26 buffet deal, this guy took advantage of it.
That's all right. I need to go back into training anyway.
Mm-hmm. He said, when I went to check out, I wanted a tip, but the waiter wouldn't accept it. I'm banned from now on because of eating too much. I was stunned.
The waiter wouldn't accept it because he was in trouble, or he was that impressed? No.
I wouldn't dare.
I couldn't possibly.
I'd put my hand out to get the tip. You might eat that. The owner of the restaurant says...
I apologize. I thought your hand was a fish.
The owner of the restaurant, again, 100 plates of sushi. The owner of the restaurant says he eats for 5 people. That is not normal. I myself am dead after
more than
13
that.
Plates.
More than that.
But he always took 5 or 7 plates at a time, so there was a gap on the sushi carousel, and the other guests asked if we had skimped on the fish. So each piece of sushi has between 40 and 50 calories. So this guy would have had 4,000 calories worth of sushi in one sitting. He weighs 174 pounds, less than 20% body fat. And I guess the thing, too, is this guy, the way he eats is, he will starve himself for 20 hours, but when that four-hour window is here, he eats all the food.
And this is part of his training.
I guess he's a German triathlete. It's like that John Panette bit where they... Where you get kicked out of the buffet for eating too much.
Is he still with us?
John Panette's been dead for years.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah. God bless. But yeah, 100 plates of sushi, lifetime ban from the sushi restaurant.
Well, yeah, because a year ban isn't going to do you any good.
No.
A 5-year ban isn't going to do you any good.
No.
Do you imagine how hungry he's going to be in 10 years? No, you have to make it a lifetime ban.
Let's bring it back to the States here. A restaurant I want to take you to called Charlotte's Legendary Lobster Pound. This is in Maine, all right, where the lobster is fantastic.
So as opposed to a dog pound, it's a lobster pound?
It's the lobster pound. Charlotte's Legendary Lobster Pound.
It's a shelter for lobsters, but you're allowed to come and eat them. That's kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
Which lobster would you like to adopt before we throw it into the...
We call it adopting lobsters when all you're really doing is eating it.
That's not bad. That's not a bad gimmick.
It's 100% kill shelter.
That's not bad. Like, if your lobster
Would you
came
like to adopt this lobster?
For an extra couple bucks, they give you, like, a little lobster certificate. What would you like to name him? We'll have it calligraphied back. Here you go. You're now the mother and father of this lobster.
Here's a tiny little collar you can put around him with your name and your phone number on it, and then shortly thereafter, you can eat him.
Well, now, obviously, we can't just serve you the lobster. You have to go through
the adoption process. We're going to do a background check. Do you have three people that we could...
Charlotte's Legendary Lobster Pound there in Maine. They've come up with a new process for lobster preparation that they think is more humane. Before the lobsters are dipped into the pot of boiling water, they are given marijuana. You can choose whether or not you want a lobster to be sedated with marijuana. Growing body of scientific findings suggests
this
that lobsters...
sounds like... So there's a guy back there blowing marijuana in the lobster's face.
Yes.
So it sounds to me like this is just... would you like it prepared high guy style?
You got it!
You got it! So it's just... Would you like your lobster to be high? Because I can make that happen. The lobster's not capable of smoking the marijuana by himself, but I'll be happy to blow it in his face.
No, I don't think I want the marijuana lobster.
You don't?
Are you sure?
It's no trouble.
Let me tell you a little secret from the trades.
I already got something burning back there as it is.
Little secret from the trades.
They're all high.
Every one of them lobsters is high as a kite. I'm not going to kill you. And I can kid you here. Yeah,
I don't know that makes the boiling water any better.
Baking lobsters before boiling them. That is when South has
talked. Okay, so you're baking the lobster before you boil them. That's the joke every news station I've seen do this is doing.
Baked before
the lobsters get baked, and then they get
toasted,
boiled.
Toasted.
Lobster Pound wants to do. Charlotte Gill, the owner of Charlotte's Legendary Lobster Pound, is a registered medical marijuana caregiver. She says that she blew marijuana smoke into a box where she had a lobster, and the crustacean was calmer. Gill plans to use that method to sedate lobsters before cooking them. At her customers' request, that's because she says it's a bit more humane.
Yeah,
for everyone involved.
Yeah, well, I imagine, too, hearing them things scream when they go in the pot, it wouldn't be a bad idea to maybe take the edge off a little bit of Mother Nature's son. You know what I'm saying? Got to get you into my life. You know what I'm saying?
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new location, as a matter of fact, in the Village of East Davenport, 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at $350 and their selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They're open Tuesday through Friday. They open at 10. They're open at 10 on Saturday as well. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Now, when you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Their new location, again, 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. Reach out to us using the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, live music tonight, because there's live music every Thursday, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary. The podcast originating today from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport.
I wonder if I can get them to blow some marijuana smoke on a bobby for me. Is that something that maybe...
I'll reach out to James.
Would you ask him? They could just kind of... Let's make the, maybe the turkey could get high before...
I can't guarantee that'll happen, but I will certainly reach out for you. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by using a combination or choosing a combination of cold subs, and for that extraordinary event, blow some marijuana smoke on a meatball. Build your own perfect meatball sub with Capriati's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce, and each bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and bake rolls. If you don't have that big of an event, that big of a party, if it's just you, yourself, and...
Irene.
Gee, fellas. No, that's Eileen. Imagine, now that they should make a reboot of that movie.
Fine,
Jesus,
fine.
Feed the dog, Jim Carrey, feed the dog.
Feed the lobsters, I mean, gosh, fellas, feed the lobsters. How obvious do I have to be, guys?
Feed the lobster roll. Mention Nacho Radio, get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
This woman who runs
Jesus, it's a lobster pound, guys.
The woman who runs the lobster pound, this Charlotte Gill, she says that the meat tastes so much better because the animal's...
When you're high!
The animal's more relaxed when it dies. Yeah. She says, quote, if we're going to take a life, we have a responsibility to do it as humanely as possible. The difference it makes within the meat itself is unbelievable.
If you want to do it as humanely as possible, mm-hmm. I'm guessing you would just chop its head off. And then boil it.
Well, you know, the thing, I guarantee she's like, you can't go there and not get high lobster, right?
No.
She's going to talk you into
it. They're all high.
Good news for you. Little secret from the trades back here. They're all high.
And three. Everyone. Three. And because of that fact, mm-hmm. everyone that is back in the kitchen, each and every one of them, mm-hmm. it's almost like a badge of honor, has a pretty severe butter burn.
There isn't really a restaurant in America where there isn't marijuana use going on. Like
in a kitchen?
In every kitchen in America, they're all the cooks are getting high. That's just a fact. And if you're not comfortable with that, stop eating out. Because marijuana in the service industry, and this isn't new, this has been this way, every meal you've ever eaten at a restaurant, someone
for the
who
last
was
couple
making
centuries.
It. Yes. I'll just say for the last 20, 30 years, if you've eaten out, whoever made your meal was a little high. That's just a fact. So for the lobsters to get a little high, I don't hate the idea. Maine, by the way, it is legal to have marijuana. I should mention that, right? I mean, obviously, the feds, they're not going to kick in this woman's door anytime
soon. It's a perfect storm, sure.
But what a great marketing gimmick. The lobster is high when we throw it in the pot. I mean, I would try that. And lobster's not cheap. And so you add a couple extra bucks, you're basically getting your customers to pay for your weed. Well, we didn't use all the weed for the lobsters today. I'll just take this part home and we'll see everybody here tomorrow.
Wait a minute, it is tomorrow.
You just blew my mind, man. You just blew my mind. Temporary tattoo. A new temporary tattoo can track your health data in real time. What a marvelous time this is. It's Logic Inc.'s temporary tattoo sensor.
What if you don't like what it's telling you?
Tracks everything from UV exposure levels to your alcohol consumption in real time. So yeah, you're having a couple of beers in the backyard.
Red alert.
It looks like a ring nestled inside another ring, and you temporary tattoo, you put it on like the top of your hand.
Uh-huh.
And it'll change from white to purple depending on how intense the sunlight is. And then it'll turn from purple to bright pink if you're getting burnt. And then it also will keep track of how much alcohol you've consumed by changing different colors.
So the tattoo will tell you if your skin is getting burnt. You're not capable of seeing that yourself, huh?
No. No. Also, alcohol consumption awareness. Now, it's been my experience in consuming alcohol, and I've been doing it for decades now. I'm usually pretty aware when that's going on.
Yeah. No,
In fact, with very few exceptions,
when you're not aware of it,
every ounce of alcohol that's been in my body, I've put there. With very few exceptions.
Are there any exceptions?
There are none that I can think of. But I like to leave myself a little breathing room. I don't know what I was doing at a party in the 80s. Who knows?
Oh, I think I do. And I think anybody in their right mind knows.
Four.
And anyone who doesn't know should not be trusted.
How about this? Huge marijuana bundles are washing up after Hurricane Florence. They're washing up all over Florida beaches, and swimmers are going
out.
Giant bundles of marijuana.
What a time to live in.
I know. Giant bundles of marijuana containing individually wrapped 5-kilo bricks have been washing up on the shores of Florida ever since Hurricane Florida approached last week.
Florence.
They think, Florence, thank you. They think that what happened was either an airplane drop went awry, or a boat carrying weed was capsized. So now there are all of these giant 5-kilo bricks of dope washing up on beaches all over like Daytona. And what's happening is swimmers are going out to get them and then fighting each other on the beaches for them. This should be a sport. I'd watch the hell out of this.
Florida. Where's Rune Arledge when you need him?
So you got these Floridians.
I'm Jim McKay.
Swimming out to their dope and then having like gang fights on the beach.
Uh-huh. Winner take
their,
all.
Over their ill-gotten marijuana gains. Tell me you wouldn't watch that show. And they say marijuana makes you lazy. I quite disagree.
That marijuana makes you lazy.
Well, you're dead. What do you know? Stop it.
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
Right.
Obama!
Right. Just saying, that's crazy. It's become some sort of Iron Man blood sport.
Survival of the fittest,
you know,
sure.
You know who'd be good at it? That German triathlete that eats all that sushi. Probably come out with a couple of bricks under each arm and a fish in his mouth. Sheriff's deputies keep getting called to the beach because there are people fighting over these huge bundles of drugs. 7 or 8 people huddling up against it and fighting to get the weed. These bricks weigh.
I think every story that we've mentioned today that triathlete would be interested in.
You're right. You're right. There hasn't really.
Where is this lobster pound at? Where is all this marijuana?
I want in on all of these stories. Finally, number five.
Number five.
Dad has been arrested for trying to do the right thing for his kids. Arrested for driving a teenage couple to the park so that they could, quote, do their thang.
So he just sits in the front seat or he gets out of the car?
This story comes to us from
Florida.
I can assure you today, the top five things were 5 separate stories. I know it feels like one story I started and haven't finished. They tie in and interweave so seamlessly, you might think that I'm telling you one long story, and maybe I am. This story is the story of Lawrence Mitchell. He was looking at charges after he allegedly drove his 15-year-old son to a park with his teenage girlfriend so they could have sex, or in the dad's words, do their thing. Lawrence Mitchell is 53. He was arrested after an officer spotted him
That's
after
a fun
hours.
Age.
The officer spotted him after hours in his car at a park in Port St. Lucie. The dad reportedly told the officer that his son requested he take him and his girlfriend to the local park so that they could do what kids do.
Come on, Dad. Don't be such a turd.
He allegedly told the cop, quote, "Well, they aren't out there stealing. They're just having sex. They could be doing a lot worse." The cop asked, well, do the girl's parents know? Did they consent to her being out? And Mitchell's like, I don't know the answer to that. The police officer then interviewed the teen couple after they returned from the soccer field. Mitchell's son told the officer that he and his girlfriend were, quote, just smoking and having sex. He used a more colorful word.
Drugging and chugging. And then doing a little dumping and gunking.
Dad was arrested and booked on a charge of contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Huh? What's
released
that?
On $750 bond. He'll be in court next week on this. They're just doing their thing. Now, teenage sex in a soccer field. That seems problematic. It seems to me you would want to find a more secluded place. The soccer field. I spend a lot of time at soccer fields.
Pretty wide open?
Yeah. By their very nature, they're not really the place for doing your thing.
Although the initial goal was to have sex.
Yes.
So why not at a soccer field?
Goal!
It's not bad. Those were your top five things.
The Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. They're at 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Fall, as we mentioned, is right upon us. So why don't you get one of their delicious fall drinks like a chai tea latte or a pumpkin cheesecake latte, which is pumpkin spice creme brulee. and white chocolate. Also try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day.
Excuse me. I'll say it's the best way.
It's the only way. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today, and you'll have access to every podcast we've ever done and access to specialty programming, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. Reach out to us anytime, 24-7, using the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, live music on Thursdays, and home of the Quad City's Best Bloody Mary, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, and James also has one at 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Do so today. They are open 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Don't forget the gift cards, because the perfect gift is a Capriati's gift card, because everyone loves Capriati's when you're there for lunch or dinner. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Got a text from the 630 taking us to task on the John Lennon-Paul McCartney circle jerk story. And this is someone who claims that you've known about this story for years.
No, I haven't.
No?
No. How would I know about this story?
Here we go. It says, so this is 630 area code. It says, couple of thoughts from Friday. How did Stewie end up jerking with Lennon? Oh, I get it. I don't do good voices. I get it.
Are you talking about Stewie Griffin
yes.
or Stuart Sutcliffe?
Also, the news is old. McCartney sings about it in the alternative version of Here Today on the bootleg version of Tug of War. I remember hearing Darren play it in the Knoll years ago. What is the Knoll?
The Knoll would have been a
Chateau Knoll.
No, not a Chateau. The Knoll was a secret hideaway inside a wall at a fraternity.
Well,
but I think someone's trying to be clever.
Okay, so this was news. You didn't know this?
No, I did not.
Okay, because this person's like, this is old news, and
yeah. I think no.
I guess that makes sense.
I am aware of what I'm aware of what the Knoll is, and you know what? Me having anything to do with the Knoll probably 36 years ago.
Do you remember any of that?
I do. I absolutely remember it. Like most people do. like everybody does.
Owner of a Chinese restaurant in Louisiana is looking at jail time after a spotted fawn was found in a cooler inside the eatery. Spotted fawn. Little baby deer, right?
That's fresh.
Chaha Chantha Panya cited for possession of a spotted fawn after a sheriff's deputy found the animal during a security check at the Golden Hen restaurant in Winnsboro, Louisiana. Deputy discovered an open door and proceeded inside to clear the building when he found a dead spotted fawn in the cooler.
In New Denver?
This is in Winnsboro.
In the Golden Stable in New Denver?
State wildlife agents were dispatched and found this guy later at his house where he was butchering the fawn.
Oh.
He told the agents he found the animal dead on the highway and took the roadkill to his restaurant where he stored it in his cooler.
Well, I suppose that's possible.
He says he took the fawn to his house after learning the deputy may have seen the dead animal in a cooler there at the restaurant. I better take this home. The heat's on. Possession of a spotted fawn punishable of fines up to $750 and between 15 and 30 days in jail. He said he found the dead animal along the highway and didn't realize taking it was illegal. Sweet and sour fawn, if that's on a menu somewhere, get up and leave the Chinese restaurant. That's a bad Chinese restaurant.
These people will be fawning over this for years.
Grandmother kills a 12-foot alligator, and this was personal because she believes this was the very alligator that ate her miniature horse.
That alligator ate my miniature horse.
That's the goddamn alligator what ate my horse!
I ain't got time for this.
Judy Cochran is the mayor of Livingston, Texas. She's a great grandmother. She shot and killed a monster alligator she believes ate her mini horse.
Snickers!
Well, little baby Snickers.
Whiskers. Wrinkles.
That's a monster. That's the allergy.
That's it.
You ready to get him, Stephen?
Okay, wait a minute.
Wait, Nana, you better hit him good, because that's that horse eater. Okay,
that's it.
Okay, get him right by the brain.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Boy, this is brutal.
Yeah, he's quite dead. Mom, Nana, that's that horse eater.
Well, that's enough. And
Nana, that's that horse eater. Get him right behind the brain, Nana.
Granny, that's all the evidence we're going to need.
One shot and he went under. Yeah, this thing plays like the Zapruder film for alligators. She's in the knoll. The grassy knoll.
Uh-huh.
Stop it. One shot, she says, and he went under. About 3 years ago, we came up missing a miniature horse. We highly suspect a gator got it.
Yeah.
So for 3 years, she's been stewing. And
3 years, she's been looking for revenge.
She says the alligator's head is going in her office. I became mayor in May, became a great-grandmother on Friday, killed the gator on Monday. That's been a hell of a couple of days.
Sounds like a fantastic place to live.
Livingston, Texas?
Uh-huh.
I have a feeling you or I would not be welcome there.
Maybe not.
Not quite our thing. Nana, you better get him good. That's that horse eater. Nana, that's that alligator would ate that horse. You better get that horse, Nana.
One hit to the body.
Satanic church in Indiana is adopting a highway in Boone County. You know, they do that where they adopt highways.
Sure, keep it clean.
Yes, this is Route 32 in Zionsville, Indiana.
Highway to Hell.
The Satanic Temple of Indiana taking on the duty of keeping a portion of U.S. 421.
Bet they do a bang-up job.
Cleaned up and spiffy there. They have a sign issued by the Indiana Department of Transportation, part of the Adopt-a-Highway program. So, yeah, you'll be able to drive by a portion of highway there in Boone County, Indiana, that is being taken care of by the Satanic Temple, Indiana.
Oh, they're thorough little devils. They do a bang-up job.
Consider yourself Zing.
Zing of the Day.
Zing of the Day. It's brought to you by the East Bowling Coffee Company. I'll give them that.
Say what you want about my kids, but they're clean.
Thank you, Mom.
And finally, the first...
Really, is it okay for people to say what they want about your kids?
Kids can say whatever they want about my kids, but at least they're clean.
They're clean.
That's something Pat once said years ago.
No.
About her kids, the Pitras. Finally, Darren, Italy's first...
Turns out she was right.
Well, Italy's first sex doll brothel has been raided and shut down by the cops only 9 days after it opened up. A brothel for sex dolls.
Italian sex dolls.
Well, yeah. Look at me. I got the Gina Lola Brigida model.
Oh, boy.
This thing's fantastic. Yeah, the silicone dolls inside the 8 private rooms. It's a...
And the silicone dolls.
The Lumi Dolls Torino. Found to be
shop.
Breaking Italian laws on renting out accommodation. The city's health authority also investigating if the dolls in this secret establishment in the northwest city of Turin were being thoroughly cleaned after each use. That's the thing about a sex doll brothel. You really want to be the first customer.
Well, it wouldn't be a bad idea to have a sex doll brothel that is also kind of paired up with a car wash.
Ooh, shammy.
So that you can just go take them and blast them real good. And then leave them out in the sun so they get back up to...
All right, you're done with... it looks like you and Lexi had a good time. Could you do me a favor? Strap her to the roof of your trunk of your car and go through for a complimentary wash. You'll be clean inside and out. Lumidolls offers franchises, I guess. And they say that this thing opened up on September 3rd, and the managers say that they have been booked for weeks. I don't know. They say the dolls were not being thoroughly cleaned. Customers choose their doll's outfit, including fitness or secretary, and then specify...
A stripper!
And then you get to specify what position you want to find your doll in. So, How do you want us to dress it, and what do you want it to be doing when you go in a room? The dolls are used in 8 special rooms, equipped with a bed, an ensuite bathroom, and a TV screen that shows pornography. What to get you in the mood to make love to your doll? What is that about? It seems weird. The brothel isn't open at night. And they also don't do group bookings.
No buses.
Keep in mind, brothels in Italy with human prostitutes are illegal. But sex work itself is not a crime. So you can be a prostitute, but you can't go to a brothel. You can't work in a brothel, I guess. Back in March, the first sex doll brothel opened in England, in South London. And they must be doing...
Can't have a storefront.
You can do sex work in Italy, but you can't have a brothel. I don't know if it's a matter of just...
Zoning?
Yeah. I guess that's it. It's zoning. That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
We will be back early next week. Now, what sort of bet do we have on this upcoming Cubs and White Sox series?
I still need to go mow your lawn, for Christ's sakes. I don't know about bets. Somebody texted a couple of weeks ago asking about our magic mountains. I'm like, I don't even know what the bet was for that.
I do. I owe you a Capriati's sandwich.
How'd you like to mow my lawn?
Huh? Yeah, I still need to take the mower over there and mow your lawn at some point.
Boy, I tell you what, rough year with the grass this year.
Well, that's I've noticed.
Well, not just me.
Everyone. Everyone's had a rough
year. Not everyone, but there are. It's not good.
No,
I don't know. It's Crabgrass City, like everywhere.
Yeah,
it's something else.
Yeah, well, more quackgrass than
okay
crabgrass, but if
but both
if it mean because you can treat crabgrass. This quackgrass, you got to get down on your knees and pluck it. I just don't care for that. I've looked into this. Yeah.
I've looked into what I need to avoid.
Mm-hmm. I hope you like to mow my lawn.
Huh? That's another thing I don't want to do.
I need to look into something I don't want to do. And I'm
struggling.
Yes.
Browns are 3-point favorites tonight. You going to touch that at all?
I don't think
I do. Cleveland Browns are favored to win.
Yes, your Browns and your Jets on Monday Night Football.
Thursday night, yeah.
Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, tonight.
Okay, Thursday Night Football. So yeah. It doesn't mean anything because they were the first two participants in the first Monday Night Football.
Is that right?
Yes. Back in the day.
I'm taking the Jets and the 3 points.
You were going to go with...
I'll tell you that.
Okay.
That's the first of my 4 dogs this week.
I've got all favorites. Make sure you get your picks in.
Make sure you do. Until we get a chance to...
I like turtles.
Thank you. Until we get a chance to do this for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Navin board. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock on. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
It's over, Johnny. It's over. Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.